tell you, a bloke who loves his golf. He loves his golf.
Yep.
Brad Davidson joins us on the phone. Good morning, Bradley.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Not sure that's really your go there, Dave. I might stick to the radio in the morning.
Oh, not my go or not your go. What are you suggesting?
It's about time I have a crack back, surely.
100%. Davo, get stuck in.
Open slather,
that's
bro.
Good. See, all this boxing at home and this aggression, I like it. Now, tell me, Brad, Nigel Mansell, what's happening with Noble Boy?
Look, Brady Lloyd, great opportunity for him in the Gong on the weekend. Of course, Brady's a jockey that's, you know, had his issues in the past, but one thing that you can't question is he's always been an extremely talented rider. So he's told the connections there, we're fine to get down to the 53 kgs on the weekend to ride Noble Boy. And yeah, it'd be great for him if he's able to pull off a win in the big one there on the weekend. As I said, he's had some issues in the past, but good to see him back riding winners, and good luck to him in the big race on the weekend.
Yeah, Queensland announced their summer carnival yesterday, and it looks as though it's going to be a very, very good summer for them.
Yeah, they're trying to really own that the summer months now, aren't they? Obviously, with Sydney building into the spring and dominating the spring with Melbourne, of course, you know, the two main ones there, and the autumn, of course. And look, we know Queensland's got the winter carnival, but they're really keen to bolster this summer carnival. I think there's more than $21 million now prize money up for grabs, and you know the Magic Millions, and they've got a few extra races there. It goes for about 8 or 9 weeks now as well. So they launched that yesterday on the Gold Coast Broad Border on Aquas Farms yacht there. So that was the summer carnival launch, and yeah, really looking forward to following some nice horses through the summer months. Obviously, where we were under these 2-year-olds as well, heading towards those the Magic Millions 2-year-old classic in January.
We're going to be down on Friday in Wollongong for the Gong. We were up in Newcastle on last Friday for the Hunter. Graph Jump favourite, disappointing in the run, Brad, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah, there was. They did some tests on Graph and found out he had exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhage there, so EOPH, which a genuine excuse. So, yeah, I thought that was the news out of there. So if you back Graph on the weekend and you thought he was pretty disappointing, well, there was a genuine excuse there. I know it probably doesn't help punters, but hopefully the horse is all good. And, yeah, that was the news out of that race last weekend.
Now, I mentioned on Punters Intelligence last night on Sky Thoroughbred Central that when you're on with me, you're trying to get a job at Godolphin. You're tipping up these two Godolphin horses today.
Yeah, we are. Race 4, Aquitaine, and race 5, Loveseat. I thought they were the two today. Look, Aquitaine in race 4, a couple of the other horses right in the market have come out. So it's about $2.30, but I think that only helps because I think Future West was really probably the only danger, and it come out, I think it'll wait for a race at Hawkesbury tomorrow. So $2.30 looks okay there. Should just jump on the bunny, and a couple of forgive runs last preparation trials have been good and looks hard to beat. And yeah, go on.
Well, I did say to you last night though that you know, which out of the two, if you had, you know, you had have your 100 on or 200 on or whatever, or 10 or 20, you'd go Loveseat though, wouldn't you?
I would have last night, but now with the lack of opposition in the Aquitaine race with the main danger coming out, I would go back to Aquitaine now.
What about you, Dave Stanley? 100, 200?
Didn't he reveal his betting, his staking plan?
You've had a crack, have you?
No. No, I just was trying to ask him what people would do.
Yeah, and then Loveseat's the other one there, out to 2,400 metres. That was back in trip the other day, so I think it's going to appreciate getting up back in trip to the 2,400 metres. So I think they're the two today, guys. No spoils at the price at 2.30 and 2.90. But, yeah, good to have midweek racing at Rosehill Garden.
How's that boxing training going?
Yeah, we did another workout the other night. I'm still hurting from it. But
hang on, what's doing?
How many rounds? Yeah. Oh, just a couple on the bag, but yeah. Okay. I don't think it would hurt many people. I'll give you a tip. I'm not going to be fighting Paul Gallen all very well.
What about Dave Stanley? Because you started very aggressively this morning with
Brad.
Yeah,
that was a bit uncharacteristic, Brad. You're,
you don't get many opportunities to fight back, so I just had to try to...
What's your fighting weight, Brad?
Oh, gee, at the moment, with no alcohol for 4 months and no sugar for 2 years.
He's at
63, 64.
Are you having a good time? Can I ask you that?
Yeah, I feel good, but yeah. Yeah.
Mate, he's that skinny he can ride Castle Vecchio on the Cox Plate. He could have ridden 49 and a half.
Very good. Thank you, Brad. We'll put those tips out on social media. Anytime you want to come on here and be aggressive towards Dave Stanley, we'll encourage that as well.